4 o'clock. Okay, we're on? All right. This is a discussion session on the new superintendent employment agreement. I'm not sure what the best way to go about this is. I will just kind of let you know and then turn over to Suzanne. I'm not sure where to start. After our last meeting, it was in the big room, the next day I was messaged on my phone when I got home from Dr. Rendell saying, you know, I want to talk, says, you know, I heard the article in the paper, so I gave him a call back the next morning. He said, listen, please let the board know, I just want everybody to know, I'm fine with the contract. We just got to get it going. I'm ready to go. Let's go. When I first got it, I was fine with it. We're just trying to protect me. So he wanted me to pass that along. To that end, what we had a conversation, he said when he first was, you know, won the lottery or whatever it is, and, you know, won the America's top model or something, and that morning, obviously his assumption was he would start July 1. And made plans to that end. Talked to the folks in St. Louis. He said, I'll be here through the end of school. He has a long planned week off in June. There's a big family reunion. He and his kids, they're all going and everything like that. And he was going to still do that, but then work in St. Louis. Once we started talking, and I talked to him on the phone, he indicated, he said, well, really, I was going to start July 1, and we had kind of made plans to that end. We said, well, we'd really like to get you on and work for Fransom. He said, okay, let me see what I can do. That's when they came back with, well, once I get back from that, you know, finish the end of school, go on my thing, and then start with you half of the month. So that's where we were. After our last conversation and talking to him, he had then went back and talked to folks in St. Lucie, kind of did some things, and he said, you know what, I can give you a month. I'll go ahead. It's cool up here in St. Lucie. We'll go back to what you guys want to do June 1st. I do not expect to come as a consultant June 1st, and then you pay me for time off for a week. That's why we got to the 17 days as opposed to 22. There's 22 working days. He says, I'm ready to get going. I want to come there. So that's how we got to the 17. The only difference is what he had planned on doing was staying through the end of, and the only caveat to that was staying through the end of June, even though he would not have been paid by St. Lucie County for the days he was here, he still had been covered by insurance. And so he goes, if I leave June 1st, I'm going to have an insurance gap there of 1 month. And he says, you know, would the board be willing to, if I did, you know, go ahead, leave early St. Lucie, pay for 1 month of COBRA, and everything else as we had it, you know, for our last session, he was fine with it. He says, I just ready to sign it and move on. Does that explain that?
Yes, sir.
Your knowledge, okay, and that just comes from my conversations, you know, and I had this conversation with Mark Rendell, with Dr. Rendell on the phone, you know, and I said sometimes, and I think I said this at the very beginning of this, is because of Sunshine Law, which protects us, protects the voters, in fact, fine, it does make some of this rather inefficient. You know, we did this with France. She was right down the hall, and we still went through this. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole idea of not being able to talk to everybody collectively and things like that. So that's where we are. The contract is exactly what we set out to him last time with that one change. So, Suzanne, anything? Well, the two changes start, yeah. So, anyway, and that's where we are. So it just opened up the conversation at this point. Suzanne, do you have anything to add?
Yes. Mrs. Simchuk wasn't able to be here for this 3:30 meeting, but she did ask that an email that she sent me be read so that the board members could at least hear her thoughts on it. That she just said she wasn't able to make the 3:30. Her email says, I agree to the COBRA and would like to let my peers know I will not be there, but agree to the COBRA.
In exchange of starting June 1st.
Yes, okay. Yes. And then you mentioned just one change. If we could just go through, there are actually two pages that were changed.
All right.
If you flip to page 6, up towards the top of the page is where we changed these 11 work days to 17 work days as part of that transition period. And then in the center of that page, you'll see I deleted the information about Dr. Rendell remaining employed with the St. Lucie School Board for the month of June, since that's no longer the case. And then right underneath that, you'll see some blue language where I've inserted his requested reimbursement of 1 month of COBRA health insurance premium coverage. Okay, so that's the change to page 6. Then if you flip over to page 15, this was the other change you discussed on April 28th, so I just wanted to show you the language that we inserted on page 15, that paragraph 2. Originally, it was a 6-month advance written notice for the superintendent to terminate his employment, and as you discussed, we changed that to 30 days advance written notice. And then the very last sentence in Mr. McCain showed me that I put the wrong word in there. It should be terminate, not termination. But so we'll get that changed. But then that last sentence was also added in at the request of Dr. Rendell's attorney. Otherwise, the document is just as you discussed and said yes or no for language changes from April 28th. No other changes were made to the document. And then just from a timing perspective, depending upon your conversation today, if you are willing, I know Mrs. Stang has a placeholder on the agenda for May 12th, and we could possibly place this on the May 12th business meeting for your action. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any discussion?
I have a question on page 7. When we talked before, as best I can understand what our attorney just said, the language in that, I guess it must be the 1, 2, 3, 4th line down, was to employ a superintendent for the third year. And apparently the blue language is what you've changed, right, to show the fourth year. So we've got a 3-year contract, but we tell me again how the fourth year. I know we have the opportunity after the second year to extend the contract for the fourth year.
Okay, so this is, I'm gonna do my chart again. 15, 16. I think I gave it to someone.
Yeah.
17, 18. I'm gonna make another one.
Oh, 17, we can do it. Never mind.
It's after the 16-17 fiscal year, the board then has the opportunity to make a decision about adding that fourth year or not.
I got it.
Yes, sir. Anybody want this?
Picture worth a thousand
words. I actually thought about drawing up there, but then I didn't do it. My apologies.
What do we need to do, Matt? We can't vote?
We cannot vote right now. We need some direction. What we can do right today... If again, we can't poll the vote, we can't, you know that. If we have some kind of, we can put it on the agenda for next Tuesday.
Put it on.
If I hear enough people, you know.
I have one request.
Mm-hmm.
Have Rendell here at the board meeting.
If he can. Yeah.
Because we need to get this thing done.
Absolutely.
And if we approve it, and I'm, you know, I don't know how everybody's going to feel about it, but I have this feeling it's going to get approved, and we need to have him sign on the dotted line and get this thing to the bed. That's my 2 cents worth.
Immediately.
Now, with this, I'm just thinking, you know, I'll talk to him and express it, you know, the desire for him to be here if he can. Can we actually have him sign it right there after the meeting or during the meeting or whatever we want to do?
Of course.
Bring his attorney.
No, I don't think so. The lawyers have signed off on this version. That's what provided.
He's probably already paid him enough.
Yeah, travel costs. All right, we done here? All right.
Yes, sir.
I think so. Cool. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you for meeting early today.
I
wanted to get this.
Down the time.
It is 3:42.
Where did you get your
1542?
5805 28th Avenue. In my dad's backyard.
I used to get mine at the
did you turn off the recording?
There's a 19 mark.